This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and Sirius XM Channel 371.
Mr. Durham, how are we doing? How was the weekend?
Fine. Paled in comparison to yours, but we'll get to that. Things are good. Hope everybody had a good Mother's Day. Celebrated the lady in your life, if you will, and had a safe and enjoyable weekend. Nobody beat Packer when it came to festivities.
No.
Of all kinds, by the way.
No.
Nobody.
No.
From Thursday on, Packer has had the best four-day stretch of just about any American walking the planet.
I am not going to go there. There were some major highlights in the last 4 or 5 days, even though there were some headaches over the weekend. The bad kind. There's good headaches and there's bad headaches. I had some bad headaches over the weekend.
Right.
We'll get to that later. But it was a very festive week, quite frankly, between Emerson graduating from Clemson, which we documented here on the show. We had Jim Nance on our program on Friday.
Yeah.
After we said adios to you. Normally it's Chester and Fuller. We load up the Ford F-150 and go to Bojangles. But the boys had to stay home because, of course, Billy comes rolling in here, got the dogs barking on Friday at the end of the show. So we went and had breakfast with Nance afterwards, which was great, and told a bunch of war stories and so forth. But that wasn't even the highlight on Friday. The highlight Friday was Friday night, right after the radio show off campus on Sirius XM 84. Me and Mrs. P were invited to a secret surprise party in honor of my man, Larry Penley. And the folks at IPTE and the Clemson folks decided, you know what? It's 38 years of coaching, ACC champs, great and incredible run. Where better to have a party than at a home of a distinguished Clemson guy on the grounds of Quail Hollow? And let me tell you something. We were in high cotton Friday night. And it was a who's who surprise party. Larry had no earthly idea, which is stunning, that nobody let it slip. So they escorted Larry from Clemson all the way up here to Charlotte to beautiful Quail Hollow. It was a who's who. We had PGA Tour players, not only Clemson related, but also regular PGA Tour players. My era, which is when it all started for Larry, Dillard Pruitt, Norman Chapman, Julian Taylor, Jim McPhee, all my buds, they were there. Bobby Robinson, the original golf coach, went on to become the athletic director. He was there.
Right.
In fact, here's a
oh,
bunch.
Oh, wow.
There's Bobby Robinson on the far left. Jim McPhee, who was my era right there in between us, and then Dillard Pruitt to my left. Dillard, of course, was on the PGA Tour, worked for the PGA Tour. And those guys right there, with the exception of Bobby Robinson, who knows I can't play, are trying to get me out of retirement for a boys' weekend, and they were working me hard. So that was just some of the folks that were there on Friday. So that was an incredible night. Kelly and Rich Davies were the host in an amazing house right there on Quail Hollow. There are not many of them on that golf course, Wes, as you well know, but it was spectacular.
Yes,
so Friday was great. Saturday, we went back down to Clemson. Emmy had all the graduation parties. That was a blast. And Sunday, we finally got our way out of Tigertown after Emmy's Jeep stalled and had to be towed. Took us 4 hours to get a tow truck. Something hard to believe. 4 hours to find a tow truck to get Emmy's car towed away. In Clemson. Took John Swofford, the former commissioner, 2 minutes to be illegally parked and towed while he was doing a show with us. But it took us 4 hours to find a tow truck in Clemson. So, you know, what can I tell you? It was a crazy week, man. A lot of things going on. A lot of great things going on. So we had a big time. Big weekend. Big weekend.
What about this unretired business? Dillard put the press on you?
Dillard and Julian and Norman Chapman and Jim McPhee, like, Pack, we're going to get together. We're going to go down and play. I'm going to tell
you where.
And I'm like, dude, I've not
hit it. I'm sure it would be adequate. I'm sure wherever you're going is adequate.
Let me tell you, I know where it is, and it's really nice. And they're like, man, you got to come, man. I said, guys, I know where my clubs are. And they're like, we don't care. We hit it all over the place. I said,
so
they're working me hard, and we might pull this off. I'm just going, for the first time, there could be a glimmer of light that for a weekend and a lot of bourbon, I may just dust them off. And even Dillard said, man, you still got those clubs. I said, Dillard, the same clubs you saw me hit I still got them. I said, the same Spike golf shoes are still in the bag. Haven't worn them 20 some odd years. He, oh, we get you some new clubs. Let's go. So Dillard started hitting me. Yeah,
technology's Dillard, unbelievable, Pac.
Oh, that's what I hear. I said, you mean you don't play with Persimmon Woods anymore? He goes, no. So Dillard kept handing me bourbons, and by the end of the night, we're talking about it. But what a great party. I mean, it was awesome. And Larry was really moved, which was great. Again, he's done a great job. But, man, it was a who's who, Wes. It was, you know what it was? It was a Drew Brooks, who's one of our great producers. He and Josh and Meg and Jen, everybody else. But it was a Drew Brooks special. I mean, you got Ian Poulter standing over there. I mean, you got PGA Tour guys just finished the round. They're coming out and hanging at this incredible home in celebration of what Larry's done at Clemson and an incredible run. But it was a great, great night. It really was. Spectacular.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations, as always, to Larry Penley. Now, his team's got business to take care of. They're headed to Nashville for the regional at Vanderbilt, where they're the top seed. But we were already into postseason on the NCAA side, and the ACC has a national championship this morning.
That's it.
Last night in sudden victory at Karen Shelton Stadium in Chapel Hill, Aaron Mattson did Aaron Mattson things, Pac.
That's awesome.
And helped North Carolina to its third straight field hockey national championship.
She is, you know, there's just certain players, I don't care, high school, college, or pro, who just have the it, right? They just have the it factor that they're going to make a play. And Aaron Mattson has the it. And by the time we got back to Clemson, from Clemson, and just kind of get our lives together a second, I'm checking this game out last night, and you just had a feeling, you know what? She's going to make a play, man. Yeah, it's 3-3. We're going down the stretch. Now we got a little bonus time here, sudden victory. You just knew number one was going to make a play. And man, listen, both these teams put on a show, right? 3-3, a high scoring for a national championship game. It's been a long, long time since you've seen a pair of teams put at least a three spot in the title. But you just knew Aaron Mattson was going to make a play. And this scene right here where she hugs her dad, this is what it's all about right here. Oh. This is cool. Really cool. Really, really cool. So I sent Aaron a note last night afterwards on Twitter. Froyo for everybody, right? That's the way it's got to be. Frozen yogurt for everybody. I know it's illegal. Put it on my tab, but I know you can't do that. So just Froyo for everybody. But congratulations to Karen Shelton. And you know what that means, Wes? You know what that means? And
if Karen's another back watching, scratcher. Another back scratcher.
I want another back scratcher because we got the two national championship field hockey sticks in here. We need a third, and they are perfect back scratchers, man. They are perfect. So congratulations, and Karen has yet to lose at Karen Shelton Stadium, ever, since dirt. That is zero.
Well, there are two things here to keep in mind. Number one, North Carolina wins another national championship, but they're 7-0 in overtime/sudden victory games this year.
Pretty good.
That's number one. Pac mentioned 37-0 at Karen Shelton Stadium on the campus at Chapel Hill. But here's the stat that Adam Lucas tweeted out last night, and this just continues. We used this a year ago on a national championship. I think it was field hockey. And now you can update it. When UNC field hockey won the NCAA title last night, every four-year UNC student who enrolled since 1977 has been on campus for at least one national title. Mm. Those original students are now 62 years old.
That's awesome.
So remember when we were talking about that big number, that 284 number last week?
Yeah.
That
285.
Think about 1977 to now, every four-year student's had at least one national championship in athletics as a student at Carolina. It's just it's a crazy stat. And Mattson, by the way, 83 goals now through three college seasons. She's third North Carolina on the all-time scoring list. A remarkable player, a remarkable team. By the way, credit to Michigan. It was a great game. The second half and the sudden victory were lights out good. Field hockey is a different sport. It is a physical sport. It's a fast sport, Pac. But, man, It's high drama when it's a tie game for a national championship.
You're right. And while we're talking field hockey, also congratulations to Louisville, who had a great year, and they lost to Michigan in overtime. It could have easily been an ACC national championship showdown. And keep in mind, Louisville is the team, right? The team that said, hey, guess what? We got your number a little bit. So, again, just an incredible run. North Carolina, Karen Shelton, another one of these incredible legendary coaches that just does her thing and they win titles. But Karen, I mean, Erin Mattson and Karen Shelton, that combination now, you know, she's still got some time left to win another one, Wes. That's the scary thing about it, right? It's, you know, she's got three now in her back pocket and looking for a fourth. I'm assuming she's not going to enter the transfer portal. Of course, I just in this day and age, you never can tell. But the storyline there is phenomenal. But she's got, for folks that have no idea what we're talking about, you're like, who's this Erin Mattson you're talking about? Just telling you, she's got the it factor. That stuff happens when she's got the ball. And she's just got this amazing ability to make the play, whether it's a goal, the assist, whatever. She just has it. And seems like the game slows down when she's got it, right? She just knows how to do it. And incredible to watch, but congratulations out of Karen Shelton. And she's been on our show a bunch, a wonderful woman, an incredible coach, unbelievable program. But hey, when you're undefeated in your own building, you're getting the job done. That's all I can tell you.
You know, Mark, here's the thing, too. We've talked to so many championship coaches, Karen obviously being one of them, Lars Tiffany from Virginia, who've won national titles since we started doing the old ACC Central radio show. I'm always struck by the moment and how they process and coach that moment. It was interesting to watch Karen Shelton in the final stages of regulation and then in sudden victory last night take her team, a veteran team comprised of, you know, you had Amanda Hendry, a senior goalie, other players on that team who've been a part of the two previous national titles, including Mattson. But it was interesting to watch Karen Shelton coach and the passion and the fiery intensity that Carolina has, especially when it reaches that moment. That might be part of the reason they're 7-0. It's one of the things I want to ask her about is how do you prepare your team for that? How does that moment, I mean, think about it. When you get to sudden victory in a national championship like that, some people tighten up. Carolina did not, and you may interpret it differently, Carolina, in my mind, did not tighten up in the overtime last night. They played loose and free. When Louisville and Michigan, who you mentioned in the semis, went to the shootout, it seemed like both teams kind of tightened up a little bit. But Michigan was able to get the difference maker. But Carolina didn't last night. They played as loose as they were in the first and second halves, it seemed like.
It was just it was great competition. Even if you're not a field hockey fan, you don't know the first player or rule, or you wouldn't know North Carolina from Michigan, if you were channel surfing last night and came across it, you would have put the remote down because you knew, hey, well, a title's at stake and it's tied. Who's going to break first? Yep. I mean, really, it was high drama. It was great. Crowd was terrific. People were totally into it. And again, given what we do for a living and the fact that we've had Karen on here a gazillion times and Aaron's been on here multiple times, you know what a quality student athlete she is. It was a cool story. And for North Carolina to close it out, win it all again, back to back to back, three straight, just an amazing story. And I keep waiting for the can you name that hairline photo op, because I couldn't help but notice the celebration afterwards, and North Carolina's team was out there getting pictures. I saw Bubba Cunningham give us the selfie shot, and I'm like, oh, can you name that hairline? I haven't seen the picture yet, but I sense that we're going to get another one of those. But congratulations. There it is. I knew it.
There it is.
Can you name that hairline? That's Bubba Cunningham with another national championship. There it is, right there.
He's hilarious.
Tremendous.
Unbelievable. Well, congratulations to Karen Shelton and Carolina. They did a marvelous job, but it only helps us set the table for ACC teams involved in NCAA tournament play. We're into the College Cup phase on the ladies' side. We've got updates from that as well, playing in the Cary area in Raleigh. But Carolina's captured the conference's third national title last night, joining Notre Dame Fencing, which, of course, we display proudly on this program.
Right back there. That's it. Notre Dame.
There it is, right there. And Virginia women swimming and diving, who also won a national title earlier. But there will be plenty more opportunities coming up.
I tell you what, if the ACC does not win another national championship, I will be stunned. I will be stunned. I will not even be stunned if they win a couple, Wes. How about that? I'll go down that path. I think they can win a couple more. I do.
Yeah. All right. Coming up on the show, Anish Shroff will join us. Georgia Tech third baseman Justin Henry Malloy will be here after a big weekend in Atlanta. Dallin Cuff. And at 9:30, we're handing out the ACC's official men's golf awards. With word that Mark Packer could be coming out of retirement to play the game he loves so much as a child, we hand out the official ACC Men's Golf Awards at 9:30. Oh, man. All right, sit tight. Coming up, more coverage of postseason in the NCAA. And great guests along the way on this Monday program of Packer and Durham.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham, presented by New York Life. Wes, there's one thing I failed to mention in the weekend exploits.
What's that?
And I hope your dear old mom had a great Mother's Day. And I hope she's watching.
She did. Thank you.
I hope she's watching because...
she's not watching this morning, but you know.
You can pass this along to her. After I got done sucking down the first giant piece of egg custard pie on the air Friday, after part of the wild exchange of... your Elon Fish for the homemade egg custard pie. I went upstairs. Right after all that went down, I went upstairs because we had to make a quick jump to get to Nance.
Breakfast, yeah.
For breakfast. And guess who was having breakfast upstairs? That'd be Mrs. P. And guess what Mrs. P was having?
Yeah.
Egg custard pie. She pulled a Mark Packer special. I'm going to have a piece of pie for breakfast routine. And let me tell you something. It did not last long in the household. It was delicious. And your mom ought to be making those and making a ton. See that right there? Gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, gone.
That's right.
Well, see, now, quick reminder, like my mom, Mrs. P, Winston-Salem native, right?
That's correct.
See, and Mrs. P knows the value of the egg custard because the K&W cafeteria, man, you know that. You went there. I went there. The egg custard at the end of the line. After the lady would ask you, help you to a meat, then you help you to a vegetable, and then at the end of the line, and egg custard.
My wife, Amy, said, you know what? My grandmother... who lived to be over 100, she used to make this all the time. And it's an old-fashioned, old school. I'd never had it. But, man, it was a good. Oh, I'm telling you, it was delicious.
I had the last piece last night here. The last piece.
So when's Miss Jean entering the North Carolina confines again? That's sometime this week, right?
She's not stopping off this
time. No?
Yeah, she's busy. She's going to be busy.
I got her spot on exit 33 at the Cracker Barrel. We'll make another exchange before she gets up there. There's something else I can trade her in here.
That's where the black market ops take care.
I can trade her something out of here to get something, those lemon bars or something. She can scratch something up real quick there in the Cartersville kitchen. Come up that Dixie Highway. We'll be good to go. Love it.
Maybe in the fall, I tell you what, maybe in the fall we will do a show, like a pregame football show or a Friday football show somewhere along the way, and we'll be able to slide by and pick you up something for the ride home. How's that?
All right, that sounds good. Well, she did a great job. Tell her thank you.
We'll take Brooksy or Macri. We'll take Brooksy or Macri there, too. That'd be good.
All four.
Drop the boys off. Let them have some sample.
Amen. All right, let's get back to business.
How about women's soccer? We told you the NCAA tournament field hockey wrap last night with Carolina winning. Well, they're going to play the Women's College Cup, and there are three ACC teams in it, Pack. Florida State, Carolina, Virginia all end up in the Final Four of women's soccer.
Not surprised. We've been saying for months when it comes to soccer and lacrosse, it could be an all. It would not stun you. We get to the Final Four, all this stuff, and you're going to see ACC teams all over the joint. So the women put three out of the four, and you know Clemson lost to Santa Clara. Clemson was a 14. I think Santa Clara was an 11 seed. You could add all four of them in there. So it's Santa Clara in the Atlantic Coast Conference in the College Cup on the women's side. The men get cranked up today from the quarterfinals to the semis to get to the College Cup. You're guaranteed at least one on the men's side, which we'll get to, with Wake Forest and North Carolina getting after it. And then, of course, Pitt's still alive and well. They're the number two seed in the highest ranked seed. But from a women's soccer perspective, Wes, I'm not surprised at all. Florida State, the number one. North Carolina's the number two. Virginia, who upset the number four seed TCU yesterday. And then, of course, Santa Clara's the fourth. Mm-hmm. So, again, here comes the Atlantic Coast Conference rocking and rolling in soccer. It does not surprise anyone. Shouldn't, at least.
Third time the league has done it, 2011, 2013, the previous two times. Let's give you quick summaries here on how this happened. Florida State and Duke had to go to PKs in order to determine a winner. Duke had an early advantage. The Blue Devils took shots in the second and in the seventh minutes, but that would be all. They didn't get another shot the rest of the game pack. Christina Roque in goal was huge for Coach Krikorian. So it gets to PKs, and Florida State wins a PK for the first time since 2018. They go to PKs and win it. They had defeated USC 5-4 in the NCAA quarterfinals in 2018. So congratulations to Mark Krikorian and Florida State advancing to the College Cup. Great win for Florida State and a tough loss and a tough dismiss for Duke from the NCAA tournament.
Correct. And a little Brandi Chastain action there at the end of that. Did you see that? That's an old school Brandi Chastain move for the win.
Yeah.
So what that was all about. But Florida State's awfully good. And like I said, I mean, really the ACC eliminating the ACC, you're going to get a dose of that today with the men, like I said, with Wake Forest and North Carolina. But, Wes, this isn't a surprise at all. It should not be, given that if you've been following ACC soccer, whether it be the fall or the spring, the league is spectacular. And we keep telling you, if you love soccer, this is by far the best league. And it's not even close.
Virginia, you said, upset TCU 1-0 in the 60th minute. Lizzie Siraki, a header to put the Wahoos in the College Cup for the first time since 2014. And really a nice job in goal, by the way, for Laurel Ivory. She did a great job for Virginia. Mm. And there's the goal from Siraki to give the Cavaliers the lead. And then they would hold on to win 1-0 over the 4-seed TCU. So congratulations to Virginia. Well done.
Excellent. They've been on a roll, too. Again, we keep telling you, Florida State's a 1-seed. Carolina's a 2-seed. Virginia is in. You expect the 1 and 2s to be there. Nobody was jumping on that Virginia bandwagon before it started, but here are the Hoos in the College Cup.
Yep. Carolina, 1-0 winner over Texas A&M. We, as Mark just mentioned, and we'll show that on the screen, Virginia, Florida State, Thursday night, 6 o'clock on ESPN2. So there you go. ACC versus ACC. That means one of those obviously will be into the national championship match. North Carolina defeated Texas A&M 1-0. They go to the 30th College Cup for Anson Dorrance and Carolina women's soccer. You know, here it is, second goal of the season in the 43rd minute for Rachel DeWart. And I mean, there you have it. That's all it takes sometimes in this. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? And Carolina goes on to win. They'll get the 11 seed, Santa Clara. But they defeated Texas A&M 1-0 yesterday. So congratulations to Anson Dorrance. Just a yet another trip to the College Cup for Coach Dorrance.
That's what he does. That's what he does, right? I mean, it's just kind of automatic.
Right.
And he does it so often that you just assume, well, just put North Carolina in it. And it's hard to do. It just goes to show you his greatness as a coach and a program.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Claudia Dickey, by the way, another shutout, seventh of the year for the Tar Heels. Clemson's kind of Cinderella run falls and ends in the hands of another Cinderella. Santa Clara and the Tigers, you see 11 and 14 in terms of the seeding. Santa Clara wins 1-0 yesterday. They got on the board first in the 19th minute. Both schools got about 8 shots in the first half. Clemson got 4 corners in the second half. Could not convert. They finished the season with 10 or more wins for the 7th time under Eddie Radwanski. 13-5-1 is the way the Tiger worksheet ends. And congratulations on a great run, but I know a disappointing finish to lose 1-0 yesterday.
Yeah, well, you're right about the disappointing finish, but they did knock off the 3rd seed UCLA in the process in a tournament. A terrific year. And so, so close to the ACC putting all 4 in the College Cup. Could have very well happened.
There you go. All right, lacrosse still to come. The brackets came out last night. Top of the hour, Neese Schroff is with us. We'll outline kind of how all that sits. But when we come back, the best and worst of the weekend. Oh, Penley? Yeah, that's it. And there's Justin Henry Malloy's walk-off. John Rittman gets a title. And Aaron Mattson does it again for Carolina. Back after this.
Packer and Durham. This is the Packer and Durham podcast.
The man.
New York Life. That's it. Chester. That was Chester looking at me and I said, no, we're not going to Bojangles Friday. Oh, what? What you talking about? Jim Nance, excuse me. Who do you think he's a bigger star than me?
Jim Nance took my Bojangles out of play. Maybe you go today to make up for it.
Big Boy, don't worry about Big Boy. They've already had 3 or 4 treats already this morning. In fact, I think Chester's comatose right here on the Roger Goodell chair in the green room.
Nice.
All right. We got best of the weekend, Mr. Durham. There's a bunch on the list. I mean, a bunch.
Yeah, there is. And we cover all sorts of different things. FSU baseball hands Notre Dame its first series loss of the season.
I believe that was one of our true or false questions a couple weeks ago. Would Notre Dame run the table and win every series? And I believe we both answered false, that somebody would eventually get Notre Dame on a series. The Irish have been a phenomenal national, forget ACC, but a national story. But Florida State figured them out this weekend. They beat them 2 out of 3. And I just thought some point in time, Wes, as good as Notre Dame's been, hey, it's baseball, man. Somebody's going to get you 2 out of 3 eventually. There's too many good teams in the league.
Unbelievable. Florida State just capitalizing in South Bend. Big road win for Mike Martin Jr. and the Seminoles, right?
No question.
Other teams wrapping up things this weekend. John Rittman and Clemson win the ACC softball title in their first full season. Congratulations to Clemson.
That's great.
This is a heck of an accomplishment now. I mean, look, we talked about Valerie Cagle. We've talked about the job with Coach Rittman of building the program. But winning the ACC in this sport pack, they do it by taking 2 or 3 at Syracuse, by the way, over the weekend.
Yeah, Syracuse, to their credit, snapped Clemson's 19-game win streak. But, you know, with a league that's got Florida State in softball – to win the ACC regular season, and really this is your first full year doing it, that is incredible. That's a ridiculous achievement. So the tournament's going to be really good. Clemson, obviously, the 1 seed, Florida State, the 2. They'll get started later this week, but congratulations to John Rittman and all the ladies down there. And I will tell you, even just walking the streets of Clemson yesterday waiting for our tow truck, you could hear screams and people cheering, and they were in there watching softball. People were into it. So it's kind of crazy how it's caught on. And keep telling you, this Valerie Cagle, she's a superstar.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. All right, switch back to baseball. Georgia Tech, a huge weekend in Atlanta at home at McNeese Ballpark and Russ Chandler Stadium, beating Clemson. In fact, swept the Tigers 6-1, 6-5 on Saturday on a walk-off from Justin Henry Malloy, who will join us later in the show. And then a miraculous 9-8 game yesterday where the Tigers led 6-0 before Georgia Tech rallied to win.
And not only that, Wes, the Jackets with not only the sweep, but now in first place in the Coastal Division based on percentage points. And we're coming down the stretch here. And just from a momentum standpoint, I mean, this is a Clemson team that won, what, 7 in a row? Had swept Louisville the week before. What a difference a week makes. But for Georgia Tech – after some kind of some crazy midweek stumbles, that was a really important and impressive sweep. And like I said, the Jackets now in first place in the Coastal coming down the stretch.
Real quick, can we re-rack the last few seconds of the video we just showed? Pack, did you see the all yellow, the honeybee look that Georgia Tech went with, I think, yesterday?
I did, but not.
Full, that okay, look. Now here's, these are, I think like this is from look. Friday.
That's, I like that look.
Okay, you like that? I do too.
I like
that look. The white
too.
With the pinstripes.
I'm with you on that.
Now the Sunday honeybee, that's what I'm going to call it until I'm told different. Huh? Is that honeybee? It does look like honeybee, doesn't it? Yellow? Gold?
No.
We'll have to ask Justin Henry Malloy about that when he joins us.
No,
not a fan, huh?
No, I'm not. Like Notre Dame, right. Anywhere they're all green. Clemson, when they were all purple, if they do that, I don't even know if they do that.
Buddy of mine calls those softball uniforms,
they
by
are.
The way.
NC State,
buddy of mine calls those softball uniforms.
NC State, when they were all red, looked like pajamas. Even Elliott Avent doesn't like those. I mean, those don't do anything for me. I just, sorry. North Carolina, all in light blue. Okay. I mean, hey, you wear whatever you want. If you're winning, it doesn't matter. If you're sweeping, you got a broom in your all hand, right. You can wear anything you want. That's all I
can do whatever you want to do. You can wear it. That's it.
You can do it.
Transaction news from the National Football League. Former Miami linebacker and a guy whose career at the NFL level was cut short due to injuries and concussion has joined the Carolina Panthers front office. Dan Morgan, who was a bad man when he played ball, is now in the front office in Charlotte. With Scott Fritterer, the new general manager, and, of course, head coach Matt Rhule. So congratulations to Dan Morgan. He runs the front office like he ran linebacking. People might want to take cover behind your desk.
Well, when 44 and orange hit you at Miami, you knew it. Cool. He just could never stay healthy here at Carolina as a Panther.
Yep.
But good for him. Front office deal.
Yep.
You kind of
quality
like
guy,
watch,
by the way.
I don't really know him very well. I mean, you know him
quality guy.
I do. Good for him. Excellent. Yeah.
I met him a couple times. Always a nice guy. So congratulations to Dan Morgan. He and Nate Webster, though, at Miami together. Shoot. Forget
great.
It.
They were great.
All right. Carolina field hockey is now 37-0 for Coach Karen Shelton at the stadium that bears her name. Beating Michigan last night 4-3 in sudden victory. Here is Aaron Mattson. Doing Aaron Mattson things. Carolina's third straight field hockey national title. And Tar Heels continue to be undefeated on the fast turf in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, you know what they say, Wes.
I tell you what was nice last night, Pac, was watching
that?
Crowds, too, last night around the stadium.
Yeah, the crowd was
watching
totally
the scene.
Totally into it. And the same thing with the PGA Tour here in Charlotte. Quail Hollow was rocking. It kind of looked like good old days. But I was going to say, you know, it just goes to show you, that's what they always tell you. You can't spell Shelton without a zero in it, and that's exactly what you got. 37-0. When we get Coach on there, I'm going to give her that line, see if she likes that.
Oh, good. I can't wait. Yeah, she'll be excited. Notre Dame softball, 15-0 at Melissa Cook Stadium, third undefeated season in program history there. So there you go, right?
Can't spell Notre Dame without a zero. I'll tell you what, the ladies are getting the job done too, man. They have been red hot. Notre Dame softball.
Yeah. Yeah. So congratulations to Notre Dame. 15-0, third undefeated season at home. Joining Clemson, who wins the regular season title.
Softball.
Switch over to men's tennis.
The softball tournament's going to be incredible, dude. I'm telling you.
Yes, it is.
That's going to be really
be very good.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina and Virginia have advanced in the NCAA men's tennis tournament. Congratulations to the Tar Heels and the Wahoos there. We have told you that we have three. Oh, there's a picture. Carolina, by the way, number one in the country. Men and women in tennis. And Virginia, of course, there as well. So there's the... There's the advance of both Carolina and Virginia in men's tennis.
Wes, I think North Carolina, the indoor tennis folks, winning the national championship.
We're number one.
I don't believe that's true.
It.
I don't believe that's accurate.
Okay.
But
so they're indoor number one.
They both won national
both
titles.
Both schools are excellent. So congratulations to both as they advance in NCAA tennis postseason. Florida State, Carolina, and Virginia are in the Women's College Cup. Three of the four, they'll be joined by Santa Clara. We talked about that a moment ago. Third time it's happened in ACC history. And looking forward to seeing how that plays out starting on Thursday in Cary.
That's going to be good.
There you go.
That's going to be good. And I tell you what's going to be good, too, is this afternoon. Pitt looking for a little revenge, as we talked with Coach last week, with Washington, who knocked out Dan Fisher in the volleyball world. They're going to try to return the favor in soccer. And then you got Wake Forest and North Carolina. And keep in mind, too, Pitt, Washington, Wake, North Carolina are all on the same side of the bracket. All right? So you can't a ACC national championship match in men's soccer, but you could very well have two ACC teams from the men's perspective in the College Cup playing each other in the semis. That could be your scenario, best case scenario.
Yep. And our congratulations to Larry Penley, who was honored on Friday night in Charlotte. Lots of former Tigers, including the present company of Clemson alums, get together, and they honor Coach Penley for his remarkable run as Clemson's head men's golf coach. No slip-ups for you, Packett Quail. You did a good job keeping that secret, too.
Well, and everybody gets credit because that was, I'm telling you, that was a major undertaking, even to the point that, not to drop some more names, but when we got together with Nance for breakfast Friday, he goes, are you coming out to the tournament? I said, no, Jim, I'm not, but I will be there tonight. And he goes, well, what do you mean you're going to be there tonight? I said, we're going to have a party for Larry Penley. Oh, what party? I said, yeah, we're going to have a surprise party for Larry Penley. All these players are coming back. And I said, but Jim, do me a favor. Do not say any, because I didn't know if Jim was going to be on the air Friday. I said, don't say anything on the air Friday. Now, if you want to drop something on Saturday or Sunday, knock your socks off. But so Jim, to his credit, because he's a true professional, didn't say anything. But Saturday, I noticed he did give a little plug to the party and everything else on CBS, which was great. So I had to make sure that Nance didn't spill the beans. So everybody did a tremendous job keeping that thing quiet because Larry had no earthly idea. No idea.
Yeah. There you go. Were you at one of your various graduation parties when you heard Nance drop the Penley party note on Saturday?
We literally had just checked into the hotel Saturday. And we had like 35 minutes to kill before dinner and then the festivities. And I put my feet up, turn on the television, and almost on perfect cue, Nance is going through, so-and-so, Mitchell's got the lead, McElroy's two back, here's the list. And like the second page went up, and Kyle Stanley, who was at the party, comes up, and he was at -4, and Jim goes, and there's Kyle Stanley of Clemson golfer. And by the way, I want to offer our congratulations to Larry Penley. A tremendous event last night celebrating. So he went like, it was almost like perfectly cute. So I sent Nance.
It's almost
text.
Like Jim was there with you in Tom Wade.
It was even Amy looked at me and she goes, that's weird. And so I sent Nance a text. I said, outstanding plug of the Larry Penley surprise party. But it was, he's a true pro. Dealing with guys like you
absolutely.
And Nance. I mean, it's easy to do shows like this when you deal with pros, man.
Yeah, okay, sure. So, yeah.
The way it works.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations again to Larry Penley. Don't forget Golf Awards coming up at 9:30 this morning, too.
Shh.
And we'll have some fun with those. Shh. Once again, we're being entrusted.
We are batting 1,000. We have been perfect.
That's it.
And not letting any information slip. When the ACC says, hey, listen, idiots,
exactly right.
Idiots, here's the deal. Keep your mouth shut. Here's when the awards are coming out. We have not screwed up yet. Yet.
Yep. Your secret is safe with us, ACC.
That's right.
We're your people.
We are your guys.
Best of the weekend and now the not so good of the weekend. We got a few of those too. Oh, I hate this for Louisville. Parker Messick is on the show and then loses his lid. Michael Jordan, what? Oh, have you heard about the jersey? Worst of the weekend coming up next, presented by New York Life. This is Packer and Durham on ACC Network.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. Packer and Durham.
Packer in Durham, presented by New York Life. All right, we gave you the best of the weekend. There's always the flip side. That'd be the worst of the weekend. And I'm not going to go through any personal stories because there was some ugliness of the weekend. Despite the highlights that I gave you, there were some headaches on my end. But that won't make this list. And I'd like to do a shout-out to the folks in Anguilla. Anguilla. We hope everything works out for you in
Just
Anguilla.
Just Google Anguilla. Just Google Anguilla, and you'll know what it is. Just Google.
We were road tripping west.
That's all you got.
In a couple weeks, I was going to be kidnapped to the island of Anguilla. And unfortunately, COVID don't care, even in Anguilla, in the Caribbean.
About Anguilla.
So we are not going to Anguilla. So that's the worst of the weekend. No Anguilla.
By the way, I've just received a special request for the 8 o'clock hour.
All right.
And I will share that with you in a moment.
Fair enough.
Worst of the weekend. And we're going to hustle through these because nobody wants to talk about things that went bad, right?
That's true.
I mean, let's be honest. Don't want to ruin a Monday morning.
This needs to be a short segment.
Yeah, it does. Women's soccer tournament, Wake Med Soccer Park, Metropolitan Cary, North Carolina. It's been the scene of the NCAA tournament. Duke and Clemson, unfortunately, have bowed out of that event. Blue Devils losing to Florida State. Clemson losing 1-0 to Santa Clara yesterday. Nonetheless, outstanding campaigns. Got to the Elite Eight. Just couldn't finish the drill, as they say.
There's only going to be one guy happy.
The finality of this stinks.
That's right. That's part of it. That's somebody wins, somebody loses.
That's it. And that's what a lot of this, unfortunately, is going to be in this segment. NCAA Men's Tennis Championships, Miami, Notre Dame, Duke, Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, Wake Forest, and NC State. That's a lengthy list. We told you Carolina and Virginia had advanced. Well, these others, seven of them total, did not make it. So, again, unfortunate.
Virginia, Carolina, though, still alive.
Yep. Virginia and Carolina still playing in the NCAA Men's Tennis Championships. So, the field hockey national semifinals. Last night was sudden victory. Had they gone through another overtime session still tied, they would have gotten to a shootout. That's where Louisville and Michigan got on Friday. And that right there was the game winner for Michigan. Louisville had a chance to extend the shootout and went by the cage. Here's the game winner, rather. That's it. That's the one that salted it away for the Wolverines.
Great year, though, for Louisville.
And Justine Sowery, by the way, has done a great job.
Sure
Justine
has.
Sowery has done a tremendous job at the University of Louisville. Our congratulations to them
and they'll be
on
back.
A fabulous year.
They will be back. Yep. I know Karen Shelton looks in the rearview mirror, and Louisville is right there behind them. And they're like, yeah, all right.
Yep.
Catch you guys next year.
All right. Over the weekend, it was revealed that someone has paid $1.38 million on a game-worn Michael Jordan North Carolina jersey. Now, apparently the jersey has been certified, validated, whatever, all authenticated, whatever big words you want to use. That's Jordan against Georgia on Valentine's Day. Here's Michael. Is that by Billis? Yeah, there's Billis underneath the goal.
Foul on Billis.
$1.38 million for a jersey pack. We're going to come back to this at some point during the week. That's all I'm going to tell you. We're coming back to what you would value in this ballpark of your memorabilia for your school.
Well, I've got a word to define the guy that bought it. That word would be sucker. I mean, come on, man. If you're Michael Jordan, don't you just go down to the local mall here in Charlotte, assuming he still lives here, or in Florida, wherever he finds himself, and just go buy 20 Michael Jordan jerseys and say, hey, man, here's another $25 million. I wore this one to beat Maryland. I wore this one to beat NC State. I mean, come on, man. $1.38 million. I always say the easiest thing to do in life is to tell somebody else how to spend their money. But that guy's nuts. If you're Jordan, not that he needs the cash, but Mike ought to just go down and sit just for fun. He ought to just go down to like the local Dick's Sporting Goods, come up with a couple of Michael Jordan North Carolina jerseys, and go work out, sweat off a little bit, and go, oh, yeah, I wore this one against Georgia Tech. Hey, come on.
There is a whole thing about this particular item that I would like to come back to later in the week if I could.
You know what?
I need to validate what?
If your son Will had the cash, he would be a guy that would spend $1.38 on a jersey. Yeah, he would. No. Big Will loves him a jersey now. Will doesn't have any money.
He graduates Wednesday. He doesn't have money.
The biggest word in sports is if. I said if Will had the cash, Will would have spent. He would have said, "Hey, Dad, guess what, man? I just bought myself a Michael Jordan jersey. You know it, because Will loves him a jersey now.
He does. Will loves jerseys. I helped him box up. I just moved a box of them yesterday.
You got those,
a box of them.
You got those Mark Packer Bobcat jerseys down there? Box those up?
Yeah, still got them. Yeah, still got them.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. All right. Parker Messick lost his cap on the mound Friday at South Bend. At the ballpark. No, it didn't.
It didn't matter for this dude.
What happens here? Look at this.
I'm going to beat you without my hat. I'm going to beat you without my hat.
How about the umpire going, it's okay to step off and get your hat?
That's right. Parker said, I don't care. I'm going to get ready to throw this curveball. You can't hit it anyhow. Hat, no hat,
Parker
glove.
Could be like Parker should be like our producer Drew Brooks, just slap that thing on backwards.
That's it.
Bill in the back. That's like it. Drew Brooks playing golf.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. All five ACC golfers in the Walker Cup this weekend at Seminole lost their matches.
It's not good.
What?
That is not good.
How in the world? No.
We got some dudes.
Not good at all.
Some really good players here now. Really good players.
US won too, by the way. But John Pack. What happened there?
John Pack has had a tough match play month, hasn't he? I mean, he had a tough time in the ACC.
Tell the truth.
I don't think John Pack won an event in match play in Florida State's both. I think he lost
That's right.
The first day, and I know he lost, obviously, to in the ACC championship. John Pack is, and he's the number one ranked player in the country. And Florida State's no joke now. The Noles could golf it. They can golf their ball. John Pack's had a tough match.
John's going to get on tour, man. Yeah, John's got to get out on tour, get going now, get into that stroke play deal.
Yeah.
He can handle stroke play.
Yeah, match play's
lacrosse bracket came out last night.
Yep, saw it.
Notre Dame got a 6th seed? What in the world? What happened there?
Well, they're seeded 6th, but they're ranked 4th in the country. I keep harping back to polls all the time, going, for people who get upset with the polls, don't worry about the polls. There are very few polls that matter. But Notre Dame's going to be a problem at a 6th seed now. I'll tell you that. I'm hard-pressed to believe there's 5 teams better than Notre Dame.
I'm with you on that.
And everybody from the ACC that plays men's lacrosse, you are in the dance. There's 16 teams playing, and 5 from the ACC are locked and loaded. 4 seated. Syracuse got in. Cuse, despite not being seated. But the Orange are in the dance.
All right. When we come back, we go to hour 2 of this Monday show presented by New York Life. The absolute best hair on the ACC network, bar none, is next, Pack. Wouldn't you agree? Not even close. It's not even close. Anish Shroff is with us. We'll talk lacrosse and hair. And the role of Tom Dreesen on The Tonight Show. Next on Packer and Durham. Presented by New York Life on ACC Network.
The Packer and Durham Podcast.